Ananda Prabhu has asked us to speak on how we met Prabhupada, what happened, our realizations, different things. I consider this subject so important that I wrote a book on it, of my memories of Prabhupada, even though there are very few, actually, of what you might call personal, direct memories. But there's no doubt that Prabhupada is the most important personality, at least for persons who know what life's all about, actually. Prabhupada is the most important person of the 20th century. He's beyond history. We shouldn't think of him as a historical personality. He's an eternal transcendental personality. But from the terrestrial viewpoint, he's the most important person. Time magazine. They did. You know that magazine? It's a famous American magazine. It's within time. Not beyond time. So they did a survey who their readers thought is the most important person of the 20th century. They came out with Einstein. You know, I mean, what do you expect? Foolish people. So, undoubtedly the most important person. And as I wrote, I wrote that other book also, Jai Srila Prabhupada. I can't remember in which book I wrote this. And, everything Prabhupada said, even if it was, pass me a glass of water, is more important than everything that Einstein and Hitler and Churchill and all of them put together said throughout their whole lives. Because everything that they said is just rehashing of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But everything Prabhupada said, even if pass me a glass of water, which is, may sound fairly mundane, but coming from Prabhupada is not, because everything Prabhupada says and does is fully surcharged with Krishna consciousness. And there are many cases of people whose life changed, or they just had so much realization by seeing Srila Prabhupada. Many, many devotees and even non-devotees had this experience of just coming into Prabhupada's presence. And then all the things they wanted to say, just like all their problems and all their misconceptions, just vanished, just coming into Prabhupada's presence, because Prabhupada's presence fully surcharged with Krishna consciousness. And then just by coming in his presence, then people can feel how foolish and futile and insignificant are all my doubts and fears and conceptions. There's a very powerful spiritual personality, which is a gross understatement. But, you know, words are not sufficient, but still that's all we have to try to describe the qualities of Srila Prabhupada. I don't want to say much this evening, actually, because, like I say, I wrote in that book my memories of Srila Prabhupada. I actually wrote that. One reason I wrote that was because wherever I went, devotees always ask me, can you tell me how you met Prabhupada? And I thought, well, people want to know, so let me write it. And also as an encouragement to my godbrothers and sisters to also write their memories. If even I have so little, then what about those who have many? You can also do. Not everyone has the tendency to write, but a lot has been preserved in the form of spoken memories that's been preserved. Siddhanta Prabhu, did he capture
writing down those spoken ones?
Yeah, he captured them on the video. So there are many nice videos, although he probably hasn't published everything. It may be often that devotees think, you know, they just have to tell like all the incidents, something that actually happened. But it may be that devotees just have a remembrance of something which may seem very minor, like. And the one I tell again and again, I'm not sure who it is, Mangalananda or Krishna Kanti, but one of them, I tell this, I just saw this on the video, you can all see it yourself, how he'd made this, together the two of them made this, the first ever Krishna conscious modern music. No, actually they'd made one before that, but it was the Hare Krishna mantra and different tunes from the songbook. set to modern music. And then they did something more ambitious. They made a record album of songs which they had composed, which were like Krishna conscious, change of heart album. And it was tastefully presented, and it was presenting Krishna conscious philosophy in more or less set to modern music, and it wasn't heavy, nasty, it was tasteful music. Anyway, I can't remember, it was Krishna Kanti.
Did you see that one?
So, you can see in the video how Krishna Kanti of today he's become quite a big devotee. Physically, quite big, and with a beard, and so he was remembering. So, anyway, it's one of them. So, he was telling how he came into Prabhupada's presence and he played it a little bit, and he wanted to ask Prabhupada, is it okay? Can we release this? Is it all right? And now he came in, and Prabhupada, and there's so many big devotees, big sannyasis there, and he's just getting a few minutes to ask this, but he's feeling very grateful that Prabhupada gave him any time at all. So Prabhupada listened to a little bit, he was describing. And then he said, well, sometimes you have to let the cow kick a little bit. In other words, it's not that, how I understood it, it's not that wonderful, but you just have to let sometimes people do what they like. It's not that. As long as they're giving milk, it's okay. It doesn't. It's all right. It's kind of probably more or less. It's okay. And then his time was up, and he left. And just as he was leaving, he was describing this big, with a big, heavy voice, and then I was just leaving, and Prabhupada called me back. You're just telling the story, and then all of a sudden, he was just crying and crying and crying and crying, and then he. Going on and on and on, crying and crying. They show it all, and then eventually he gets himself together a little bit and says, I'm sorry. He's saying to Siddhanta Prabhu, who's Shruti, and Siddhanta says, don't worry, you're not the only one. He said, don't worry, we'll edit it. But I didn't edit it. And then he was just trying to explain in between his sobbing how, Prabhupada called me back, and because he was so overcome that Prabhupada, with so many big devotees around him and so many important things to do, that he was just thinking that my feelings might be hurt, and he called me back to give me some more encouragement. So that's just one of many, many, many wonderful experiences. I wanted to hear from Chai Prabhu, because obviously he's had a lot of association.
Thanks so much.
But you saw a lot, you were there in that middle period of the early days, the real early days, and then there was a middle period, say about even 66 to 68 was like the very early days, and then there was 68 to about 70, 71, the different phases. And then the book distribution phase, that was like when the book distribution was introduced, that was like another period. And then I came in 75, which was already 74, 75, and then about 74, 75, it was all over the world. Prabhupada was concentrating on his India project. He spent a lot of time in India. So Prabhupada was spending a lot of time. So I came at another time. It was like the last period, actually. So I'd like to hear from you. And you know what? I'd also like to hear from all of you, because it's not just that, Prabhupada was there, historical personality, now he's gone. But Prabhupada is as important to all of you as to us direct disciples. And if it's not so, then what are you all doing here? We're all living on Prabhupada's mercy. So Prabhupada is as important. And we shouldn't think that, Prabhupada is just some of the property of Prabhupada's disciples. And that's it, locked up forever, gone. But Prabhupada is the life of all the members of ISKCON, as long as ISKCON exists, which is forever, actually, because Prabhupada said we'll have another ISKCON in the spiritual world. So let's hear from Chai Prabhu, and then from other devotees also.
Why?
I don't know if they want to take
the mic. Take the mic. We have a cordless mic.
Yeah. A cordless one.
Yeah. What happened to that? That's it then?
Because nobody shows such a low in affection for the Westerns, because the Westerns...
We are very fallen.
Yeah, that's why.
And mostly in India there's a very... less now, but there's traditionally been a very, very strong feeling of aversion towards people who don't know the culture, don't follow the culture, people who eat meat. So most people wouldn't... most respectable people, they wouldn't want to have anything to do with us low-class people. Prabhupada, like you said, he loved, he didn't see Western, but he saw it when he was dealing, but he looked through and saw the soul, the tendency to serve Krishna. He saw that, even like you were saying, 1 year in America, there was no sign of any progress, but Prabhupada saw that he recognized that. The tendency to serve Krishna's, he was able to. Prabhupada said, "You take a spark and fan it," and really, it was a spark. There weren't any fires. It was a really tiny, tiny little spark. And Prabhupada was empowered by Krishna because of his very strong desire to fulfill the order of his spiritual master and to deliver the people in the Western countries. So, really, there's no comparison. Anyone else? How you're living with Prabhupada?
Hare Krishna. My soul experience is, before I joined, I would like to speak about the power of Prabhupada's books, that simply by getting two introductory books from Srila Prabhupada, through the Sankirtan movement, of course, this is enough for me to join the movement. It's like... after reading these two books, I would just look for a dress on the back of the book and, go there, check it out. If it wasn't for his books, I wouldn't be here for sure. Also, one small, quite mystical experience is like, that time, I would open the book and it's like something like it's coming from the book. It's like some, that like a stunt, like you open the pages and down, like, ooh, what is this? It's like, book is like, it's not just a piece of paper.
Really, yeah.
And,
everyone else has experienced that? Yeah, go on.
And, so I would like to just express gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. If it's not for his books, I wouldn't be here. So. Thank you.
I remember the first time I read the Shikshastaka, I was floored. What is this? It's such a concept. I read so many things previously, and then just I gave up reading because it was just all just rubbish. Actually, the last book I read, it was Siddhartha by Herman Hesse. So I didn't read any of his books before. His English translation, a small book, very simply written. And I was actually on a boat from England, from Wales to Ireland, crossing over the sea ferry. It takes a few hours. And it was an unusually warm day, so I was sitting on the deck reading it. I just came to the end of the book. It's just like leading up throughout the whole book towards, so you can see it's leading up to spiritual realization. So and then the last paragraph, it says how he realized that he was Indra and he was Buddha and he was Krishna. I just threw the thing into the sea. I was so disgusted. I thought we were actually going to go somewhere. I just ended up with all this rubbish and peasants. After that, I thought, I'm not going to read anything. I only read if there's any like real scripture which is coming from God directly. But I wasn't... I got Krishna. It was very interesting because it was... I was living in someone's house in Ireland and... she'd got this Krishna book, and you know how people, when they read a book, and then they fold the page when they to mark the place. So she folded it on page one. And then I started reading, and he started reading that in Vrindavan, Krishna was the cynosure of all. Oh, wait a minute, what's Vrindavan, what's Krishna? Just because it's volume two. So, oh, wait a minute, I don't understand anything. What's going on here? But anyway, I read it. But the material world is so contaminated that even in Vrindavan, the demons make disturbance. I didn't understand anything. I went through the whole book and I didn't understand anything. But anyway, I thought this is something really wonderful. And in there it said, well, Prabhupada wrote, you should always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Hare. So I started chanting something. I was only reading one chapter, and I wanted to read it all, but I thought, I don't want to finish it, because I think it would end. No, I don't want to finish it, but I didn't realize you can read it again and again. So then I finished it, and I thought, well, now what do I do? I finished it, so I thought, well, I better go to the temple and check it out. There was no temple in Ireland at that time, so I had to go back to England. And I thought, I don't believe that all this, I kind of don't believe it's really real. Cause actually, before, about 2 years before, my best friend at school had come up one Monday, he came and said, I was in London at the weekend and I met some Hare Krishna. We're giving some books. Want to have a look at them? He was really enthusiastic. So I want to see these books. I know these Indian gurus are all cheaters. So I missed at that time. So then I was really distrustful that I'd seen so many bogus things. So anyway, I went to the temple and was still here, more or less. So it's the books and the books and the devotees, it's the same thing. So I came by Prabhupada. I met Prabhupada first of all in his Krishna book, and second in his devotees.
I wish I read it. Another friend of mine, Sasa, I remember, found he had the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I don't know how he got it. I couldn't understand that either.
That's really, really, Prabhupada wanted that distributed. It's a really difficult book, I think. Same with the Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction. I remember we had this like mimeographed copy which came out before the book was printed, and then I remember that before it was printed, the town president told me that Prabhupada wants this printed for mass distribution. And it's like, you know, it's like really difficult stuff.
Because the devotees, the Sahasra, so Prabhupada, Brahmaswarta, Prabhupada said, well, we'll print, you know, a couple thousand of us, just for the road. So, no, this is for everyone.
It's for mass distribution.
You know, 100,000.
Actually, in England, they made a survey which books, like the books were distributing, which the people appreciate. And in the top two was Nectar of Instruction. Because they could, people are saying that they pre that first verse in Prabhupada, it delineates what is actual spiritual life. From it gives the actual, it's the nectar of instruction. It tells you what actually you should, it very clearly tells you what you should do and why you should do it. So that's very interesting, isn't it? Someday someone else, if anyone wants to speak in Slovene, then they can
feel free.
Speak and then someone can translate for us here. So, you want to come and translate for us? Just see how Prabhupada is. He, Prabhupada, said, when he was asked what will happen to this book when you die, Prabhupada said, I will never die, I will live forever in my books. And you will utilize. So see how Prabhupada is his books. And devotees are associating with Prabhupada and getting the benefit. Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, read my books. So just see how powerful Prabhupada has expanded himself as his books. This Prabhupada Katha, we all ended up talking about Prabhupada's books. They're no different from Prabhupada. We're experiencing Prabhupada as his books. That's very suitable, being here with Chai Prabhu, who's living. His whole life is based on the principle of distributing Prabhupada's books, living with the books, giving them to others. I don't know. Knowing, what does knowing mean? Anyone else?
Just one interesting point in this connection. I remember Last year, for the first time, was Urmila Mataji came to Slovenia. So she said her realization, because she's from America, like came from like another planet, you know. So she came in the temple, and she told her realization, you know, that she's simply amazed that how is possible Prabhupada was never here. She saw all blissful devotees chanting, dancing, and Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. And she was amazed. These people never saw Prabhupada. She was surprised. You know, you never saw Prabhupada, but you are so dedicated to Srila Prabhupada. So this is the proof that this is connection on the spiritual platform. It has nothing to do with even physical meetings.
In the Ramanuja Madhva Sampradayas, they're very clearly the acharyas of their sampradaya, and devotees now, after more than 1,000 years, quote them and give anecdotes from their lives, and they feel the presence, just like that in that Bhakti Godhead article I read about Sri Rangam. I was quoting one Brahmana who was like very old and still going doing his service every day. And then there's actually Jai Vijay Prabhu asking, how are you going on with your service? You're so old. It's difficult for you. He said that the Lord wants a surrender, not partially or just for some, but right up to the moment of death. And how could I leave my service? What would Ramanujacharya think if I left my service? He's still living there, actually. I mean, literally. He sat down and he's there, and they have to cut his nails. Every 6 months they cut his nails. He's still living there. And he's still living in three places. In Melkote and in Kanchipuram is the other place. Where in Kanchi?
There behind. Not in the, where is the throne gate, but behind this one gate. I mean, there with
Father. Behind the Varadaraj temple?
Yeah, behind. There is one. I remember.
I've been there a few times.
Behind, there is, but it's small thing, but it's behind. Far, I remember. Melkote, Kanchipuram, and Sri Rangam.
Yeah. And Kanchi, there's also Vedanta Deshika's temple, main temple of him. So many wonderful things. He's great. We see the influence of these great acharyas even today. So we can expect that. If we remain following as it is, then Prabhupada's influence will continue. But it requires us to follow. It's now our duty to live as Prabhupada told us, so that others can connect with Prabhupada. They can see. And they read the book and they come and they see. And just like you were saying with Siddha Sarupananda, you read the book and there were people following, but it wasn't quite right. There's a difference. So I've heard that devotees have had said to them that should we follow what's in your books or follow what you're doing? That should never be there. Then we're misrepresenting Prabhupada. So on that grave note, I think we can finish this session so that we can continue and follow Prabhupada's instruction of rising early and attending Mangalati. What is the beginning of spiritual life? Getting up at 4 o'clock and going to Mangalati, beginning every day. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada anuga gang ki
jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.